All right. Good morning. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's Labor Day 2023, and I wanted to talk about beasts, the beast and beasts. And this is another, again, it's in many ways, this is part two of what I started yesterday on. I talked about the Antichrist yesterday, and today I'm talking about the beast. And I am less inclined to give you the identity of the beast than I am to describe the characteristics of a beast, a biblical beast. I've read books that, you know, again, decades ago that will go through and say, well, this is the beast and this is the Antichrist and this and that and the other thing. And I'm less interested in that than simply describing what a beast is in the Bible. And then you can do your research and you can study the Bible and you can come to your own conclusions. A beast is a worldly kingdom. It's a worldly kingdom. It's an empire. It's a geopolitical force. And my sources for these are primarily the book of Daniel. And so we're going to go through Daniel 2, I think Daniel 7, maybe a little bit of Daniel 8, some Daniel 9. Why not, right? Since we're there. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. And Revelation, mostly Revelation 13. There's the conception out there that this beast is some literal beast, some, I don't know, dinosaur with horns all over him that's going to crawl out of the ocean and people are going to worship him. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all. I think there's a worldly power. So let's go to Daniel chapter 2. First of all, Daniel chapter 2 is the story of the great statue. It's the dream. The head of gold. And there's four stages to history. And then it starts with Nebuchadnezzar. And then it goes down to Rome with the toes of iron mixed with clay. And I've talked about that a little bit. But there's four different stages. Daniel 2 verse 44 says this, In those days the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. That kingdom will not be left to another people. It will crush and put an end to all the other kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Inasmuch as you saw that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will take place in the future. So the dream is true and the interpretation is trustworthy. The way I look at that, the way I read that, is Jesus Christ, God Almighty, incarnates 2,000 years ago during the time of the reign of the Roman Empire. And many people have argued that, quote-unquote, Western civilization since then is simply a continuation of the Roman Empire. The Roman era, the European era. Without getting into that, we'll just leave it at that. And Jesus Christ is literally the rock. He is the rock cut without hands. He establishes his kingdom, and it will never be given to another. It will rule and reign and destroy all the other kingdoms on the earth. This very much is a progressive view of history in respect to the idea that Jesus Christ takes over and he builds his kingdom. We got some ups, we got some downs. Right now, we're in a real down. But again, this is not, I'm not predicting the future of the world, except that I will predict that Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign over every nation on the face of the earth. Daniel chapter 7, the four beasts. This is the heart of it. Talks about the four different beasts. So before you read Revelation 13, one ought to peruse Daniel chapter 7. Verse 2, it talks about the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. And four beasts were coming out of the sea, different from one another. After this, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong. And it had large teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet. It was different from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. All right. How do I know that this is a worldly empire and not just some animal? Verse 8, while I was contemplating the horns, behold, another little horn came up, and three of the first horns were pulled out by the roots before it, and behold, his horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth uttering great boasts. eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering great boasts. I kept looking until thrones were set up and the ancients of days took his seat. And I kept looking, verse 11, because of the boastful words which the horn was speaking. And then it goes on. Behold, one was coming with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man. And he came up to the ancient days of days and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion and a glory and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one.